In Malachi chapter 3, he says, you know, the Lord, I'm the Lord, I change not. This is a divine title. The same. He changes not. In verse 6, there was a quotation from the Old Testament, in case you were wondering. The Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man will do unto me. That's Psalm 118. And then in verse 5, there's a quotation from the Old Testament, I'll never leave thee or forsake thee. Oh, I already covered that one. But you know, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. That's what God has said to his chosen. You know, it talks about failing the grace of God, right? But we have to remember that he is the one who saves us. He is the one who has come to us. You have not chosen me, said, this is what Jesus said to his disciples. You have not chosen me, I have chosen you. He saves us. Now look at Judas though. He chose Judas, but he chose him to be his betrayer. But those who he chooses, according to the election of grace, not according to the election of damnation, but according to the election of grace, he says to them, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will not let you fail. He will make us, he will cause our hearts to well up with faith, to do the will of God. And he's going to say so in here coming up. I mean, I'm just preparing you. It's the way it is. He carries us forward. He does not forsake us. We can be unfaithful, but he is not unfaithful. We may be disobedient, but he is not disobedient. I look at two men, David and Saul. One king rejected, one king accepted. They were both sinful, but on one was the grace of God. And you can see it plainly, the grace of God that was on David. Because he was a man after God's own heart. Whereas the King Saul was the man after the people's heart. Whom the people desired. A man just as they wanted. Whereas David was the king just as God wanted. But he was yet a man. You know, in many ways, capable of as much evil. But the way God dealt with him was on a completely different basis. Because he was dealing with him on the basis of grace. Because there's no way anyone could please God. Really, there's no way a human being could stand before an almighty God with whom, who owes man nothing. You know, that he should treat with us as equals or talk to us at all. You know, any more than we owe it to the ant that gets under our foot, not to step on it. Now, he's much greater, and he is much more powerful than we are compared to ants. But he is far more compassionate on us. He doesn't just go around stomping on people. But everything has a purpose. That's what it says. All things work together for them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. So be not carried away with diverse and strange doctrines, verse 9. Oh, how this... So many people. You know, there are people on TV, and my former teacher was one of them. Always with the strange doctrines. Always with the diverse doctrines. Always with stuff hidden that you don't read. And, you know, we just went through all the writings of Paul, and I didn't read one word on so many of the things that they focus on in these groups. All the things that people focus on. You know, they focus on Sabbaths. They focus on genealogies. You know, who are your ancestors? Who are your ancestors? You know, because there are people who are, they want to prove that all the Northern Europeans, well, we are all the descendants of Israel. As if that would have any bearing. Now that we've come past the blood of Christ and passed through the veil, what? You need, it's completely irrelevant. And very unlikely. And then there's serpent seeds. And this doctrine, that doctrine. All kinds of perversity. Which is strange. It is a strange doctrine. I don't see it in the teachings of Paul. We're going to go through the teachings of Christ. Oh, and I know they insert it. And they find a little verse here and a little verse there. But if you look at the whole of what, and the way I taught it, just right out of the Word, without going on, expeditions into fantasies, but just taking what they're saying and what he's in the context he's trying to say it to and the way it was intended, those things are not found. But people love strange doctrine because they have itching ears. They'd like to, I want to hear something exciting. I want to hear something different. I want to hear something, there's always, I want, like the prosperity preachers. I haven't heard any prosperity preaching, Oh, you got to go to Malachi and read about, I'm going to give you back tenfold. Try me with this. They want to test God, so they give their money to a false preacher. Some people, then they receive money. As if gain was a way of godliness, or proof of godliness, the gain. Well, his ministry is so blessed. He must be of God. Look at his suit. Look at that stage. He's on every station. God must be behind it. God is trying to reach out to everyone. And so he uses this super preacher to reach out and to have this worldwide ministry. It's a strange doctrine. It's a strange doctrine. Don't let these different itching ear doctrines pull you aside from the real doctrine of Jesus Christ. He died for your sins, and he died to turn you from your sins, and that you might be raised from the dead. This is very basic. There's a lot of depth in it, though. And until you possess that, you really have no business diving into other kinds of gobbledygook, because that other stuff will not save you. I mean, you can do it, but don't think it's helping you. Don't think, I'm studying to show myself approved. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat Judah. Judah begat Phares. Phares begat Ezra, etc., etc. Don't think that that's pleasing. What, do you think God's going to be like, wow, you sure know that genealogy. You sure know your Genesis 50 chapters, Leviticus 40, 24 chapters, Exodus 44 chapters. You know your books and chapters in the Bible. I'm impressed. God is not impressed. Now he says here specifically, not with meats. Don't eat pork. Oh no.